Need some help finding some edge in the prop market? Check out the Props AI tool on the Linestar app, your one-stop shop for all the information you need to place smarter bets. Gain insights into player history, projections, and trends, along with sportsbook odds. You can even compare the lines across multiple sportsbooks using our prop finder. Get the edge with Props AI today at linestarapp.com and take your prop betting game to the next level. Good luck, and as always, bet responsibly. Welcome to the Pre-Snap Podcast presented by Linestar. Alongside Tyler Wieman, I am Shannon Somerville, and we've got your top three NFL player prop bets for this Sunday's divisional showdown between the Detroit Lions and the Tampa Bay Bucks. We'll give you three player prop bets plus an anytime touchdown call as well, and Tyler and I will tell you which side we're leaning in this game. We got a good one here. The Lions going up against the Bucks. Could be quite a shootout in Detroit. Of course, there was a funny little moment earlier this week where a reporter from Tampa Bay, who I don't think was a sports reporter, asked about the weather in Detroit. Of course, this game is indoors. Tyler, did you see that clip circulating the internet? It was quite funny, but...
Oh, I did. It was so good.
Todd Bowles handled it perfectly. Said, you know what? I'm glad we only have to worry about the weather for the 30 seconds that we get off the bus and walk inside. So... There, we take care of that business. No weather in this one, thank goodness. But I love this game just for the overs, and it could be a high-scoring affair in this one. But it's an interesting one. We got Baker Mayfield going up against Jared Goff. It's like a redemption story for both of these guys. Nice to see them battling it out, but we've got some pretty good prop bets. You can find them on Underdog Fantasy, Prize Picks, Sleeper, and Chalkboard. We've got links to that below if you don't have those apps. Use the promo code LINESTAR for your chance to get $100 of your first deposit match. Check that out as well. And if you're doing us, or if you're watching us right now on YouTube, do us a huge favor. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to our channel, and comment below. It helps us out in the good old YouTube algorithm, but it also helps you out because if we go 3 for 3, one randomly selected commenter will win $60. Basically, what we do is we put together a ticket with our picks and we put money down on it. And if we win, we give out the winnings to a randomly selected commenter. So you got to be in it to win it. I love this week, Tyler, in football. This is probably my favorite week of NFL season. Divisional weekend is awesome. We usually get like the best matchups. It's going to be awesome. I mean, we get a Bills-Chiefs game, but this game is actually pretty good too. The more I started diving into the research on it, the more I was really intrigued by this matchup. What are your overall thoughts on this game?
This game is, I think, the one that I'm most intrigued to watch. I think there's the most likelihood of it actually going into like a shootout, which, you know, we all know shootouts are the most fun games to watch.
Oh, and yeah.
With that, this is the one that I'm intrigued about most this weekend.
So let's get into our props. The tool we are using to help us find the best value in the prop market is the Props AI tool on the Linestar app. It's been helping us out all season long. Make sure to check that out at linestarapp.com. And in fact, we'll do one pick from the Props AI tool, and then Tyler and I will both give our best picks. So let's start off with the Props AI tool from the Linestar app. We're going Lions wide receiver Josh Reynolds over 39.5 receiving yards. As you can see, the projection liking the over here, Reynolds averaging 40 receiving yards per game and going up against Tampa Bay, a team that's a pass funnel defense. They rank 14th in DVOA versus opposing teams wide receiver 2. He had 80 receiving yards against the Rams last week. He had 50 receiving yards in week 5 when they faced the Bucks. Tyler, what do you anticipate for Reynolds here in the divisional game?
Well, I think this game is just likely to go through the air. Both defenses are much better at stopping the run than they are stopping the pass. And with that, I think we can pick on a lot of receivers in this game. And Josh Reynolds is one that's been getting looked at a lot lately, with 7 targets in back-to-back games. Like you said, he had 80 yards last week. And I think those targets are here to stay for a little while. I mean, on the year, you know, he's still averaging 4 targets, but over the last 5, it's up to 5 targets a game, and that's plenty to get over this 39.5 line.
Right, and you got to think the Tampa Bay Bucks going to be paying attention to a Amon-Ra St. Brown, who we will get to in just a second, but Josh Reynolds could see maybe a little bit more favorable coverage, so I like the spot here for Josh Reynolds. Now it's time for you and I, Tyler, to pick our best bets of the week for this game. Who you got?
I'm going to go with a guy that I've gone to a lot all season long, and that is Rashad White over 22.5 receiving yards. Look, Detroit Lions are very good at stopping the run, but they can get got a little bit through the pass, and White is a very good pass catcher. On the season, he's averaging 3.8 receptions, 32.3 yards a game, and then the Lions are allowing 31.7 yards a game and 3.5 receptions. So with that, I think there's just a clear path to him going over, and they've been using White a ton. If they can't get him running, they've been dumping it off to him, and I think this is a dump-off game.
Yeah, you got to think, if you're the Detroit Lions looking at this game, you don't want Mike White to beat you with those explosive plays. You'd probably be challenging them to beat you with Rashad White in this game. And so there's plenty of opportunities to be had in, you know, those little dump-off passes in the middle of the field here. I really like that spot in that pick for Rashad White over on receiving yards. For my pick, I am going to Amon-Ra St. Brown over on his receiving yards. Over 89.5 receiving yards. That has since come up to 92.5. I still like the over. I love Amon-Ra St. Brown's spot for today. Last week, we took Devontae Smith in this same exact spot against the Tampa Bay pass funnel defense, and he crushed the over. Line stars projecting Brown to have just under 100 receiving yards. He's averaging 94.7 receiving yards per game, but at home, averaging even more, over 100 receiving yards per game. And in fact, he's gone over in 7 of 8 home games this season. Again, going up against Tampa Bay, they're 25th in pass defense DVOA versus opposing teams wide receiver one, have gotten torched by wide receiver ones over the season. He had 124 receiving yards against them back in week 5. And the thing that you have to keep in mind here is that Tampa is going to blitz a ton in this game. They did it back in week 5 when they faced them. In fact, they blitzed on 18 of 48 dropbacks. And guess who is Jared Goff's favorite target when he is blitzed? That's right, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Ben Johnson just knows all the plays to scheme up to get the ball to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Yes, he does his own good job of creating separation and making plays, but Ben Johnson puts him in the right spots. He's going to do it again in this matchup against this Tampa Bay defense that has historically given up a ton of yards to opposing receivers. I also like the over on targets as well. That's at 10.5. I like the over there. Again, he had 15 when they faced them earlier this season. I just think he's going to get a ton of targets considering the Bucs do like to blitz a ton, and they're going to be coming after Jared Goff in this one, and he's going to find his favorite target when he's under pressure, and that's Amon-Ra St. Brown. What do you think about Amon-Ra St. Brown, Tyler, for DFS this week?
I like him. I mean, I like targeting this game a lot. So I would have a lot of both Amon-Ra and some of the receivers on the other side for the Bucs. I think that they're just in the best spot.
Well, we're also going to put together a ticket here and send this on Underdog Fantasy or Prize Picks. Again, if you don't have those apps, use the promo code LINESTAR for $100 of your first deposit matched. And again, if you haven't already, do us a huge favor, like this video, subscribe to the channel, comment below. A comment enters you into the Prop Bets contest. We go 3 for 3. We're giving out some money. We'll announce the winner on the next show. Now it's time for touchdown calls of the game. Tyler, where are you headed for an anytime touchdown in this showdown between the Lions and the Bucs?
I got to go with David Montgomery, -125 to get in the end zone. But I think those odds are just a bit too low. This is a guy that they use a ton in the red zone. He has 7 rushing attempts in the red zone over the last 2 weeks, 14 rushing touchdowns on the year. And I know Tampa Bay is good at stopping the rush, but the Lions have an elite O-line, and they're not going to stop going to him when they get to the goal line. D. Montgomery is going to get it in the end zone.
All right, for my touchdown call, I am going to Josh Reynolds +320 for an anytime touchdown. Reynolds has 5 touchdowns on the year and 9 red zone targets over the last 8 weeks. That's actually the 5th most of any player that's still playing in the playoffs right now. He's also coming off a big game against the Rams, had 80 receiving yards in that one. He's shown that he has really good chemistry with Jared Goff, and he's good for an explosive play or two. So watch out for him in this game. If the Bucs like to key in on Amon-Ra St. Brown, then they could open up some opportunities for Reynolds here, and I like the price tag that you're getting with this. +320 is a good value for the 5th most targeted player in the red zone over the last 8 weeks. I kind of like the value here. Tyler, what do you think?
Yeah, there's definitely some value there. I do not mind it whatsoever.
All right. Let's talk about this game as a whole. We got the Bucs at the Detroit Lions, who are favored by 6. Tyler, are you leaning one way or the other in terms of a side? Are you betting it yourself? Are you going near it? What do you think?
I am leaning into my New Year's betting resolution and not picking a side as far as betting. But I do think the Lions likely win this game, being that they're at home.
Yeah. Do you like them to cover that 6-point spread?
I 6 is a lot. I can't go for 6. I think the Bucks are playing really well right now. But I think 6 is probably about what the Lions should beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with you. I think it is kind of, I don't know. I still think the Lions could easily cover in this one. I mean, Jared Goff could just go nuts and, oh man. But you're right. This could be a shootout situation in which I'm kind of just deciding on the fly. I didn't, you know, obviously put much into this. I'm not personally betting, if you can't tell, the side on this one. I'm sticking to the props and that market there, but I'll have to lean with the Detroit Lions in this one. I think they could cover in this one. But again, I could also see a situation in which the Bucks just surprise everyone and pull off an upset at Detroit. I mean, that could absolutely happen. So let us know what you guys think in the comments and what you think of our picks as well. If you love it and if you hate them, that's fine too. If you're fading all our picks, that's fine. But let us know what your locks are, because we're all in it to help each other out and beat the books. So again, let us know. A comment also enters you into that contest. 3 for 3 means we're giving out money on the next show, and I'll set off the money gun. It'll be great. So we got a good matchup here. Enjoy the game. Good luck in all of your prop betting endeavors. And remember to check out LineStarApp.com when you get a second to check out that Props AI tool. It could help you out for the rest of the NFL season. Good luck, guys. We'll see you next time.
Have a good one, guys. Good luck.